Ecclesiastes chapter number 7. So if you'll turn in your Bibles to Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, that's directly after the book of Proverbs, or Proverbs, Song of Solomon, Ecclesiastes, right around in there. If you'll turn to Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, I want to read one verse and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. But let's do remember the Lord's Supper today. We'll be having that in just a few minutes this morning, or later on this morning. But Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse number 10. I want to read one verse and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Give you just a moment. I'm sort of gauging by hearing the pages turn when to read. One preacher said one time, he said, give everybody time to turn there. Why ask them to turn if you're not going to wait on them to get there before you read? And a lot of times you do that, or I've seen that done, but we'll go ahead and read verse number 10 of chapter 7. The Bible says, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just come today, and I want to thank you, Lord, for the many blessings that you've given to us. Lord, I pray and ask that as we come together this morning, that, Lord, you just make it real easy as we look into thy word. I pray, God, for your help. I pray for thy anointing. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to our hearts today. Help me as I stand and try to preach. Lord, I pray for liberty today and freedom of thought. I want to thank you, Lord, for the good week we've had this past week and just watching over us and keeping us safe and bringing us home safely. And Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, for everybody that's here this morning. I want to thank you for your watch care and your concern over us and our lives. Lord, I pray you'd speak to our hearts from thy word today and help us, God, that we would live our lives for thee and, Lord, not have regrets as we go along in life, but God, we'd truly dedicate our lives unto thee and live for you and be for you, Lord, what you'd have us to be. Help us just now. If there's one here that's lost, Lord, I pray that you'd show them their great need of salvation. Be with all those that are away today, as we have several missing from our number today. Lord, we pray for them, and we thank you once again for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for the rain, and we pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name, and amen. I do want to say before I get started today, happy birthday to Kim. It's her birthday, and if I didn't acknowledge that, she might get on to me later. She probably wouldn't today, though, because we were on vacation, and we went to amusement park Friday, I guess it was. Yeah, it was Friday, and she screamed so much she lost her voice. So I said, early birthday present for me. But she's been, yesterday she couldn't hardly speak, and today she couldn't hardly speak, and we went on a ride, and they, you know, how roller coasters and things are nowadays, they just, you know, it just, they, the more scary they are, you know, and everybody, every place is trying to outdo the other place, and I think we got on one of the scariest ones I've ever been on, and the girls ran ahead and left her, and all us guys, you know, we got in the front. We wanted to be in the front, and she was over there by herself, and she didn't want to be in the front, but she didn't want to ride by herself, so she came over and rode on the front of one of those big roller coasters. It drops down 200 feet, and I don't know, it was scary, and she screamed and lost her voice, and that's why she doesn't have can't talk today. So she's not snubbing anybody or anything, but she just overdid it, I guess. But anyway, the Lord gave us a good trip, safe time, good time, and we thank him for that. It's all right to get away every once in a while and just relax. And so we had a good time, and we thank the Lord for that. But I want to try to preach today on this Ecclesiastes chapter 7 and verse 10. This verse came to me a little bit earlier in the week. I was thinking about today and what the Lord had had me to preach on. The Bible says there, say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this. And here we have King Solomon, and he's older now. He's an older man. He's an aged man. He's lived his life and he's come down to the end of his days here, near the end of his days, and he's writing about his life and his experiences. Somebody said that the book of Ecclesiastes was an inspired confession of failure. He's talking here in the book of Ecclesiastes about being out of God's will and the things that has happened to him in his life as a result of being out of God's will or away from the will of God in his life. And he's writing to exhort the younger generation that they wouldn't make the same mistakes that he's made and that they wouldn't go down the same paths that he has went down in his life. In fact, if you turn over to chapter 12, in verse number 1, you'll find sort of the summary of the whole book of Ecclesiastes. Verse number 1, where he says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." He's saying, don't go down the same road that I've went down. Remember now the Creator, your Creator, in the days of your youth. Live for Him while you're young, while you have the opportunity. And He's trying to steer them away from the mistakes that He's made in His life. And I wonder sometimes, especially as a pastor and as a father, I think many times how the younger generation perceives the day and time in which we live in. I wonder sometimes when they see what's going on and how we that are older than they are talk and the things that are going on in the news and some of the discussions that we have, I wonder sometimes if the younger people wonder if life is really worth living or if they've just gotten in on the very last of the very last and there's not going to be any good times left over for them, or they might think to themselves, what's the use or why try? Or, you know, think to themselves, well, are all the good days over and there's nothing good left for us? But Solomon says here in his word that we are not to say. We're not to have the attitude. Look what he says in verse 10. "Say thou not, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this." And this scripture came to my mind this past week, and I began to think about the thoughts, you know, no matter what has gone on or will go on in the days to come, that these days that we're living in today, these days are the best days. And that's what I want to try to preach on this morning. These days are the best days. And I want to show you some things from God's Word this morning to why I say what I say, that these days are the best days. So let me begin to point out some things from God's Word today. First of all, let me say that these days are the best days because they are present days. They are present days. And what I mean by that, they're present days. And I'm sure I could have gathered a whole lot of poetry and sayings today that would go along the lines of saying something like this: yesterday is gone, tomorrow may not come. In fact, I read something last night. I was reading a little something before bed, said something right along those lines. Yesterday is gone. You can never get it back. It's in the past. It's in the history books. The pages have been turned. You know, there's a whole lot of ways to say that the past is the past. The past is gone. There's also a lot of us that would recognize the fact this morning that tomorrow may not come. None of us is promised tomorrow. That's what I'm saying. Today is the best days because they are present days. We are right here in the here and in the now. And what really got me thinking about this was being away with my family this week, being on vacation, watching